श्रीमद्भागवतम 11:23:19 एते पञ्चदशानर्था त्यर्थमूलामतान्द्रुणां तस्मादनर्थम् अर्थाख्यं श्रेयोऽर्थे दुरतस्त्यजेत्। तवन्ति ब्राह्मणा इस कंटिन्यूइंग एन एक्सप्रेशन ऑफ lamentation of his past infatuation with wealth, and is telling that these two verses 18 and 19 are linked. So in 18 is given a list of the various harmful results that come from unidimensional obsession with wealth, and this 15 ete panchadashanartha. What happens because of this? Yeah, arthamoola mata andranam. Arthamoola. So, all these, where do they come from? The root of all these anarthas is artha. So, artha means wealth. Artha also means meaning. What is the artha of this? Iska artha kya hai? So, artha can mean meaning, and artha can also mean wealth. So, anartha is that which is meaningless or that which is having no value, that is worthless, that is having no monetary value. So anartha is that which seems to be very valuable but which actually has no value. So ete panchadasha anartha ya arthamoola mata anrunam. Arthamoola, they seem to be having meaning but they don't have meaning. Tasmad anartham arthakhyam. Tasmat anartham arthakhyam. So, although it is anartha, we think of it as to be very meaningful, arthakhyam. Shreyo arthi. But a person who is shreyo arthi. So, this is a verse which uses poetic repetition of the word artha. So, artha has come as anartha in the first line. Artha has come in the second line as arthamoola. Artha has come twice in the third line as anartha, in anartham and arthakhyam. And artha is also coming here as arthi, shreyo arthi. So shreyo arthi duratas tejet. The person who desires welfare, one's own welfare, duratas, keeps this far away, shreyo arthi duratas tejet. Keeps it far away. Krishna also uses the word durena yavaram karamas. He tells Arjuna, keep the work that will cause bondage far away. So, the greatest danger in a war is to mistake the enemy to be the friend and to embrace the enemy. So, when that happens, when we trust and say embrace the enemy, then we let our guards down and the enemy can cause the greatest wounds to us. Similarly, when we don't take care of our own intellectual defenses, we let down our intellectual guard, then we mistake greed to be our friend. And that's how that which is anartha, we think of that as artha. So, money has value. Money is one of the purusharthas, that it is called as, that also the word used, artha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But lobha, greed, infatuation with money is an anartha. So, when one starts embracing this anartha, this infatuation with wealth, this greed as one's friend, then one disconnects one, then we disconnect ourselves from Krishna. Because the mind infatuated with wealth cannot really think of anything else. Even if there's thinking of Krishna, the thinking of Krishna becomes utilitarian. We think Krishna not as the goal of our meditation, but as a tool to financial improvement. And when, as Prabhupada would say that, no, dharma, artha, kama, when people are pursuing this, then if they feel that they can get artha without dharma, then dharma becomes dispensable. So similarly, infatuation with wealth reduces God to a dispensable tool, not an indispensable shelter. And this mistake is what is often at the root of our inability to concentrate in our devotional meditations. If we think that, whether I think about Krishna or not, whether I chant attentively or not, how does it make much difference? It doesn't make any real difference. What makes difference is whether I do my job well or not, and whether I get my paycheck or not. Yes, that does make a difference, definitely. But you know, even whether we are fixing the mind on Krishna and are increasing our attraction to Krishna or not, that also makes a huge difference. At the end of our life, that's what is going to make the only difference. You know, how much money we attained, our bank account is not going to go with us. So if we find it difficult to fix the mind on Krishna, then we have to examine our underlying attitude and evaluate whether we are treating Krishna as a dispensable tool. As a means, yes, my goal in life is to earn money, and if fixing the mind on, if devotion to Krishna can help me to earn the money, then I'll do it. But if devotion to Krishna is taking too much time and too much energy, then anyway, it's optional. I can always do it later. And even if I don't do it, it doesn't matter. So we need a thorough philosophical re-education of ourselves, so that we remember that wealth, no matter how powerful and essential it seems now, it is ultimately temporary. And the benefit that it can offer us, whatever they may be, they are far outweighed by the miseries that come when we become infatuated with it. So by remembering that our devotion to Krishna, our money is a tool to Krishna, not that Krishna is a tool to money. By remembering, getting our priorities straight, we will get the required determination to fix the mind on Krishna. Thank you.